There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you for that, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, or AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota. There is, of course, KLTC Dickinson and KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, and that neck of the woods as well. Got you covered wherever you're listening throughout North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota. I had a call from Norris, South Dakota. I didn't even know it existed earlier today. Where did he say it was near? It's South Central, down by the Nebraska border, I guess. So, always appreciate wherever you're listening, and that can also be the iHeartRadio app online or at your desktop. Glad you're out there on your mobile device. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. We are making a Best Places to Work tour stop today at Braun Intertech in Bismarck off Airport Road. We'll meet some more of the good folks from here a little later on in the program as well. And Lynn Helms is here, the director of North Dakota's Department of Mineral Rights, to talk about the latest director's cut. Lynn is the director every month. Crunches the numbers for us on oil and gas production, and of course the March numbers are out as well, and included at least one nice little surprise, so that was kind of nice. Lynn, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. How you doing?
Morning, Scott. Nice to be back. Doing well. Little hard to keep your powder dry in central North Dakota today.
Is that right? Yeah.
It's a little wet.
A little wet, exactly right. Yeah, but we're going to try our best right here on the program. So what, as you looked at the March numbers, what was on your mind?
Well, you know, as we sat and visited about the numbers, it came to mind that it was a little bit like a painting by Picasso. We had lots of familiar things, but it's really hard to piece it together and have anything that makes sense. Production was up, and that was a real pleasant surprise to see oil production up. Gas production was up 3%, so up even more than oil. I think that's an artifact of where they're drilling and completing wells. That area in northeastern McKenzie County has more gas associated with the oil that they produce out there. The good news out of all that was industry was able to hold the line on flaring, even with gas production up 3%. So they stuck at 80% gas capture, and in the Bakken, 81%. So we had quite a few items of good news in there. The only, I guess, really negative news was rig count down another 10%. But we think we're at the bottom as far as rig count. We poll operators on a frequent basis, and the 17 operators we talked to, looks like they are where they plan to be through at least the next couple of quarters in this year.
Now, the surprise, I guess, was the fact that production went up, right? So when we talked about this in February, it was down, and you thought it would be down in March. It did come back up, as you mentioned. Have we hit the bottom there? Do you think that it's going to continue to go back up now?
Well, you know, I think we'll probably have a couple more months of down production, and then a jump again in June. I really expected March to be a down month. The price was low. I think we hit our low in terms of North Dakota sweet at 31.47 in March. But we had four major operators that are really dedicated to maintaining production and cash flow. And so we had 189 wells completed, which was more than four times the well completions that we had in February. Still leaves 885 wells in the not completed list. And so big inventory there of wells that can come on whenever that price target or that extraction tax trigger comes about.
Yeah, I want to talk about those uncompleted wells. And you mentioned, you know, last month when we talked, the lowest amount ever in February of actually fracked wells, and the inventory was building up. And while it's down a little bit, the uncompleted wells, it's still a huge number. Now, there's talk that the
the big trigger is not going to trigger in, and Ryan Rauschenberger talked about that. State tax commissioner in your director's cut yesterday, because the average price for this final month, which would have triggered it, looks like it's going to be above the $55.09. I've seen Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council suggest that means that that most folks will wait until later to frack those wells. Do they have a choice? Do we know how many of those 880 are coming up on their 1 year the time frame that they need to be fracked by?
Yeah, and I think what you're hearing is correct. We talked with Ryan yesterday, and based on what the oil price has done so far this month, we would have to see an almost $8 a barrel drop for the rest of the month in order for that big trigger to go into place. So now companies are looking at that and saying, well, maybe we'll hold off a little bit longer on these completions, let oil prices come up more, and so that's going to delay some of them. Now, they have that one-year deadline, and there's about 100 of them are going to hit that in the month of June. And then there's kind of a hiatus in there and some more in October, and then in December probably is the big bunch, about 200 of them. So we're expecting some flat or down months here, a couple of those, and then an uptick in June in production, and then probably two or three down months and another up month. It's going to be kind of a sawtooth pattern, just kind of right between that 1.1 million and 1.2 million barrel a day number. Probably stay right in that lane.
So again, on the unfracked wells, do you anticipate that number? Is that going to be the saving grace, for lack of a better term, for the rest of the year, that those will need to be completed?
I think so, Scott. Those numbers are the company's insurance that they can maintain production and cash flow. The state's insurance that we're going to stay at that 1.1 million and above in terms of revenue forecasts. But with the lack of the big trigger, there's going to be some hold off, and I think we'll see that inventory grow between now and the end of the year. And like I said, it's only about 100 of them that reach their first birthday in June. So that's not going to be a big dip into that inventory in June with only 100 of them. So I think we'll see that grow, and that's the company's way without spending a lot of capital to maintain production and cash flow.
And you mentioned previously that they do have the ability to apply for an extension on the one-year deadline, right?
That's right. They do. It's in the rules. Now, they're going to have to spend some money if they want to do that. They have to pressure test the well and install some gauges, and probably will have to post a bond, a single well bond, if they want to hold off on that. So there's a, we try not to make it too easy, but at the same time, you have to allow people to manage their capital and cash flow, and not push them into doing things that they shouldn't do at low oil prices.
So, meanwhile, this upward movement on the price is a good thing. What are you hearing from the industry? Are you hearing that that number is going to continue to inch upward? And we're hearing folks say, "Hey, at 65, we'll start sending rigs back up." What are you hearing on the current price environment, and what's it going to take to unleash a return to a pretty significant production?
We have pretty solid consensus amongst those top 10 producers that they will start really dipping into what they call that backlog of unfracked wells at $65, and they'll start pulling rigs back out of the yard and putting them to work at $70. Now, you can find oil price projections, almost any oil price projection you want out there, and it's a little bit hard to read the tea leaves right now. The NYMEX strip shows us getting to $65 sometime the last half of next year. The Saudi projection, based on what they think is going to happen with Brent and WTI, they've got $70 oil in the fourth quarter of 2016. So we may be pretty flat for the next year, and then start to see kind of oil prices that will encourage companies to dip into the frack log and start pulling drilling rigs back out of the yard and putting them back to work.
We're chatting with Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. The director's cut out yesterday for March. That's the latest month that numbers are available. Questions or comments, by the way, always welcome. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550. Emails welcome as well. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Emailer wants to know, and I'll give you a little bit of a time to answer this question before our break, and maybe finish on the other side because I have about a half a minute before the break here. What your opinion is on the export crude oil ban right now and some talk about it being lifted and if that would have any impact on production in North Dakota.
All right. We'll talk about that after the break, or do you want to take that one now?
Why don't you just hold your thoughts after the break here just to make it a little bit easier. And we'll do that. Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources here. Other questions welcome as well at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com, the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And to celebrate, they are offering you a two-for-one deal. 50% by my math, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028 and get the two-for-one deal. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. MyPillow can help.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Time passages just popped into my head. Yes, I was humming along. Finally figured it out. Thank you very much. Lynn Helms is here, Department of Mineral Resources Director on What's on Your Mind. We're live at Braun Intertech today on our Best Places to Work tour. We're going to meet some more of the folks from here in just a moment. And before the break, we had a question come in by email on the export ban on crude oil and whether you, Lynn, would anticipate any impact if that, in fact, is lifted as is being proposed in Congress right now.
Well, Scott, lifting that export ban would definitely benefit domestic crude oil producers, especially mid-continent folks like we have here in the Bakken. When you look at the markets today, the world is paying $67 a barrel for crude oil, but here in the U.S., you can get $60. So right off the bat, there's a $7 differential, largely because of that export ban. And so it's a little tough to have the world, you know, the global oil market dictate the price to you and then not be able to sell into that global market. And so it's a disadvantage for North American producers, certainly, to have that export ban in place. The market just always delivers, you know, the best product at the lowest price. And so it would be very beneficial to Bakken producers and other North American producers to have that export ban lifted.
Brian in Williston for Lynn Helms. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, hi. I was calling on a couple of things, but I do have a question for this gentleman. I remember back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when gasoline first hit $2.50 a gallon, there was a gentleman at that time. His name was his name is John Perkins, and he was one of our country's economic hitmen who actually signed the King of Saud contract for the Saudi oil. And at that time, he came out and mentioned that there was no shortage of oil, even though the reason for the price increase was that hey, the world was running out of oil. There's no oil left on the globe. He said that he knew everything there was about it, no shortage, and every cost to get it out of the ground to the pump. And at $2.50, the oil companies would be making a fine profit at 43 cents a gallon. With that being said, he said the remaining of the price that we were paying was based on the greed that was going on within Wall Street. Now we know that there's no shortage of oil and natural gas and the technologies out there. I'm not certain how we're going to get the genie back into the bottle regarding gas prices and crude oil prices. And the only effect that I can see that we would be able to adjust the market would be opening up the exportation of our oil to other markets.
Yeah, Brian, I have to agree with you. And a big part of what took place in the, if you go back to the 1980s and the early 1990s, was when crude oil began to be a traded commodity, a lot like our grains and the other commodities. Prior to that, everything was done on long-term contracts, and the moves were pretty slow and pretty predictable. But once we opened that up to trading, and based on last year's numbers, a typical barrel of crude oil trades somewhere between 15 and 20 times before the seller or the buyer actually take custody of that crude oil. So there are a lot of market dynamics in between that producer and the eventual purchaser. And so although the market's more transparent, it's also far more volatile with it being traded as a commodity like that. And I have to agree. I think the only way to really combat that is to lift that export ban and allow the market then to move the crude oil from the lowest cost producer to the best market for that crude oil, the refiner that's willing to pay the most.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you. Jeff on the road. You're next for Lynn Helms. Go ahead on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. Go ahead with your question for Lynn.
Yeah, thanks for making yourself available, and appreciate your job you're doing and making it so we can voice our opinions and comments. I just wondering what the latest word is on that plastics plant that was big hype there for last year. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
He's talking about the Badlands NGL project. Brendan, do you know any update on that?
I do. I've met with those folks fairly recently. It was back during the legislative session, and we're still trying to schedule an update meeting. In terms of the plant coming in, we ran into a little bit of uncertainty about, with the slowdown in the rig count, what the volume of ethane was going to be and propane that would be available for that plant to be built. We're going to update our natural gas production projection and do a more detailed look through the Industrial Commission, probably through our pipeline authority, a more detailed look at what those natural gas liquid projections are going to be so that those folks can go to the market, to the producers, and also to the venture capitalists and put that money together. They're still working it very, very hard. I suspect, like everything else with the slowdown in drilling, it's going to be delayed for 12 to 18 months. But it's still front burner as far as the state is concerned, and also as far as Badlands and their plans to build that plant.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Jeff. Nice to hear from you traveling. Always appreciate those What's On Your Mind listeners out there on the road. A couple minutes left. Len, anything else that, you know, was what you would consider good news or bad news or needs a little more attention out of the latest round of numbers on oil and gas production?
As far as the numbers, nothing. We've got a couple of major national issues that we're working through. As you know, North Dakota intervened in the BLM, the lawsuit covering the BLM hydraulic fracturing rules. We're working with Wyoming and Colorado. And then yesterday it was announced that API has filed a lawsuit looking to delay the rail rules that came out of the federal government. So we'll be watching those two things very carefully and positioning North Dakota and the Industrial Commission to be in the right place on those two big national issues.
And what did you make of the news of the vapor pressure at Heimdall being significantly lower than the regulation, number one, and number two, that the contrast that some are drawing between Castleton and Heimdall is a positive for the regulation?
Yeah, I think that's really good news, Scott. Finding out that the shipper of that crude oil, the owner, Hess Corporation, was well in compliance of those vapor pressure rules, and then looking at the video and the pictures and contrasting Heimdall to Castleton, and not seeing those blevy events where you had rail cars exploding and balls of fire going up in the air was very gratifying. Still a lot of work to do in that area. We're really on top of this vapor pressure thing, but we do need to improve the rails and the rail cars. It's a matter of the timing and what improvements need to be made, and we're behind the curve on that.
Got it. Len, thanks for the time. Always appreciate you joining us, crunching those numbers, and giving us the latest insight and analysis on oil and gas production in North Dakota. Many thanks. Take care.
You bet. Happy to be here, Scott. Talk to you later.
Len Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. More from Braun Intertech when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic Badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Aho! Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heedalls has it. You've heard me say that before, haven't you? And I know when you think Heedalls, you instantly think the parts you need. And you're right to think that way, because that's exactly what they do. They have parts and accessories to keep your vehicle looking good, running well, everything from engines to windshields to bumpers and more. And of course, if they don't have it literally in their warehouse, that's rare. But if they don't have it wherever you're at, they do have it at a warehouse, and they'll overnight it and get it to you immediately. But you know, Heedalls has something else. They have great people. And they're people that we've had a chance to visit with and really get to know. And it's been fun to do that. Because, for one, talking to car folks, you instantly talk about, like, you know, the first car. So that's kind of fun. And then you, you know, talk about their love for cars. And, you know, it just gets to be a good time. It really does. We appreciate that. Let me tell you a story about one of those individuals that I've met and their first vehicle. Because you can, when you get into the Fergus Falls location of Heedalls, ask John Hansen about a 1973 Oldsmobile Delta 88. We had a good laugh over that. So John has been about 12 years or so with the folks at Heedalls and has forever been turning wrenches, way back to when his dad said, hey, I'll trust you with a wrench. I think he was 8 years old, he told me. He started doing that. And the first car he worked on was a 73 Oldsmobile Delta 88, and that was actually his first car. So kind of neat. By the way, it was a putrid green. So if you really want to have some fun with that, you can talk about putrid green 88. But fixing cars, motorcycles, just, you know, working on things, that's what they do. And by the way, the folks at Heedalls can help you fix about anything. A full-blown machine shop at the Fergus Falls location. So they're working on the small engines, all the way up to big diesels and snowmobiles and the big John Deere heads as well. They do it all and have great experience. And he, like so many others, is a ASE certified parts specialist, as many of them are. So say hi to John Hansen at Fergus Falls, part of the Heedalls team. Heedalls has it. All right, let's see here. Brian in Williston is been waiting to weigh in on the bees, and then we're going to meet some more of the folks from Braun Intertech. We are on our Best Places to Work tour, and it brings us to the Bismarck location of Braun Intertech today. So we're looking forward to finding out more about the work they're doing here and their needs, because if you're a geotechnical engineer or you're a construction materials testing technician, they need you here at Braun Intertech. So stay tuned. We'll tell you about that in a moment here. Brian, tell me about what it is you wanted to comment on our conversation on the bee buzz earlier on the program.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. Just to let you know, I am a cyclist. I am also a conservative libertarian, and I believe that anybody has the right to do pretty much what they want to do unless they're infringing upon the rights of somebody else. That being said, I've also been worked for 16 years at Rapid City Regional Hospital for the emergency room for the Sturgis Rally, and seen my share of brain gray matter due to individuals choosing not to wear helmets. So I think the issue boils down to who is smarter, the bees or the cyclists. We have a right here in North Dakota due to our votes, and I support completely not having to wear helmets. That being said, we still have a personal choice of what we do. And if you choose not to wear a helmet, then you have to be responsible for the consequences for not wearing that helmet. So kind of my point is, you know, it's kind of like Forrest Gump said, you know, stupid is as stupid does. And I would suggest with the amount of accidents that I've seen, that it would behoove you to wear a helmet, not only for the bees, but for the rocks and other things falling off trucks these days.
I'm completely with you. And this is where I started on this whole conversation, because, again, that would solve the problem, right? But it's like, well, I don't want to wear a helmet, or I don't want to have a windshield, but I want to ride a bike. Great, that's fantastic. But then you shouldn't call me and say, you know, hey, make those guys move the bees.
I've seen people down in Texas catch pomelo bugs and take them completely off the bike and, yeah, having the bug embedded, you know, an inch into their skull. You know, so it's your free choice to ride without a helmet, but your consequences too.
Right. Yeah. And, appreciate that. That was the epiphany I had on this that was a little different than yesterday, because yesterday it was one call after another, you know, the bee should move, the bee should move, the bee should move. Oh, wow. Katie says this is a regulated industry and landowners and beekeepers work hard to keep hives at a distance. No one can control a bee flying around. North Dakota leads the nation in honey production. It's part of our strong economy. And by the way, you know, the industry has been under a bit of an assault, losing bees. And so it has been a tough time. But, you know, this is just sort of a little side note and an interesting discussion nonetheless. All right. Our next guest is the Human Resources Business Partner at Braun Intertech, Sarah Steiner. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
And Sarah's here to tell us a little bit more about why this is one of the best places to work, Braun Intertech.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are you looking for? What do you need?
Right now, like you said before, we're looking for geotechnical engineers, construction material testing technicians, and then on our environmental side, we're looking for engineers and scientists.
How much are you going to pay them?
Well, our wages are competitive, and based on experience and background, that would...
So if I come in with the experience, and I'm a geotechnical engineer, right, and I'm working at company A, B, or C, you know, you're gonna be very competitive in that.
Absolutely.
You're not gonna lose geotechnical engineers because of the pay rate.
No, and you know, our HR team, we work really hard to research the markets and stat reports and things like that every year to come up with the benchmarking for each year. So.
And beyond pay, obviously, being an employee owner is interesting. Tell us a little bit about the benefits package first, though.
Sure. Our benefits are great. After 30 days, all full-time employees are eligible for full medical, dental, vision. We have 401k match, PTO, and then after a certain period of time, you start receiving employee stock as well, so that's a huge benefit.
Yeah, so you become an employee owner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, does that depend on your position or your
No.
Everybody is.
Everybody becomes an employer owner as a full-time permanent position. So, and, you know, employer ownership is rewarding. Like, and we have an environment where the employees are all invested in the same interest and meeting the same goals. So
when you're sitting down with an employee and they're getting to understand their benefits package, what's the typical reaction? What do they say? Because obviously these are folks from the industry, so they know what's out there. What is their reaction to the benefits package that Braun Intertech offers?
Right. I think they're pleasantly surprised in our benefits and feel that they feel secure with our medical, dental, and vision package and the 401k. So we're pretty competitive with those as well.
And what do you want folks to know? That are listening right now that might have family members that might be geotechnical engineers or in one of these positions, a field tech, and I'd like them to be a little closer to home, maybe. They're working elsewhere. Maybe you get them recruit them back to North Dakota. What should they convey? What do you want them to know?
Right, just that, Braun Intertech has its employees as its best interest, and if they want more of that family atmosphere and an employer of choice, we absolutely stress on that. So we've been in business in North Dakota 30 years plus and have offices all over, so there's a lot of options and career growth and opportunities here, so room to grow.
And, sometimes places filled with engineers and aren't exactly described as fun, but you guys seem to have some fun here.
We do have fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I'm not trying to stereotype engineers, but I mean, am I right? You don't normally say, hey, okay, engineers / fun, right? But you guys you're having a good time. You have a fun atmosphere. A lot of, sort of seems like a family atmosphere.
It is a family. Yes. Yeah. I thoroughly believe that. And we're all.
And what's the barbecue grill? What's the barbecue grill for here, by the way? Speaking of family,
We have barbecues here.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
So in the garage, hamburgers, hot dogs.
There you go.
Once in a while. So you have some potlucks.
I picked the right spot to broadcast from here today, Braun Intertech, didn't
right.
I? Right by the barbecue grill.
Absolutely.
All right, Sarah. And if anybody's interested in these positions that we've been talking about all day, what should they do?
They can go on to our website at www.braunintertech.com. There is a link there for careers, and they can search all of our openings in all of our locations, including North Dakota locations. So, and then once their application goes through, our recruiting team gets a notification of that, and they'll be in touch with them. So,
braunintertech.com.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You betcha. Wanted you to know when we're talking about a Best Places to Work tour, a little bit about the benefit side as well. So appreciate Sarah Steiner, the human resources business partner here at Braun Intertech, doing that as well. And we're going to meet a real live construction materials testing technician. Oh, have I got questions for Kurt coming up on the program before we're done. All right. Let's see here. Who is waiting to weigh in at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, Don in Bismarck. What's on your mind, Don?
Hey, I just wanted to get back to the bee issue one time. All of a sudden it turned into a helmet issue, and you can wear a helmet. That's fine. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with a helmet or should or shouldn't wear a helmet. That's not the issue. A guy can get stung in the neck, have one run up your sleeve, one up your pant leg. But the issue is when you have a mass swarm of bees right next to the road. We realize that you're going to catch bees out in the wild, and that's an inherent risk of riding the bike. We understand that. But when you're driving down the road and you come across an entire swarm right next to the road because of the hives, couldn't the hives be moved off a quarter mile just far enough away to keep the majority of the bees closer to the hives so that we are not running into major swarms? That's all we're looking for. Nobody has anything against the bees.
What do you think should be done?
We just like to see them moved off the road to keep the majority, the swarms of the bees closer to the hives. And if the hives are further away from the road, that's going to keep the bees further away from the road.
But again,
one here and there isn't a big issue. It's when you run into the major swarms of them going down the road. When you're driving up and you can see a cloud of bees, I have a windshield on my bike. I have a full fairing to duck behind. You still get bee issues.
But here's where I come up, where I'm confused again. If I am a beekeeper and I have a piece of property, either I own it or I contract with it for the landowner, and it's not on the public right of way, you're telling me disrupt what I do because you want to ride a bike.
But if you're interfering with other people's freedoms and impinging on their it's creating a nuisance. It's a public nuisance to have them that close to the road.
Well, again, it's private property, though. Right, I mean, you're now dictating what's on private property. So that's where, and you know, I mean, nobody wants
that would be fine if their fees were staying on private property, but their fees are impinging on public property.
Yeah. All right, Don. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Interesting topic today. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com. YearOnCampus.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
is the work tour stop today. By the way, this started with a stop at MBI Energy Services, and always recognize that an idea that came out of that. MBI Energy Services, certainly one of the best places to work, and they are hiring truck drivers right now, so check that out as well. Their Facebook page, a great place to connect as well. Today brings us to Braun Intertech, a company that's been doing business in North Dakota for 30 years. 3 years, as a matter of fact, but growing and expanding to more and more offices, five locations, I think, now throughout North Dakota. And we're going to meet another one of the folks from Braun Intertech here in just a moment. But I wanted to give Marion Bismarck a chance to weigh in on the B-gate that we've been chatting about today. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind?
Oh, that is so funny. My husband and I both ride bikes. I've only ridden for about 11 years now, and I consider myself a novice. I have run into swarms of mosquitoes, swarms of some kind of gnats. If, you know, what do you do that on Friday? It was a give me a break deal. This would fall under that category. Give me a break. Really? You're worried about bees. I'd be more worried about the doggone deer or a pheasant flying up. And my husband, when he rides a helmet with a helmet, but he doesn't have a face screen on, but he always wears protective goggles or something. And a couple of years back, we were riding in the evening, and he caught one underneath the edge of his glass, and it managed to sting him in the eye, and we had to take him to the emergency room. That was just one. It wasn't even a swarm. But that's just a condition of riding bikes. If you're going to ride a motorcycle, it's going to happen, folks. Deal with it.
Mary, I think you speak for many, and I'm glad to know I can have that viewpoint without offending a motorcyclist, because maybe a few, but not all, but yeah.
It's just common sense. It's like they tell you when you do the motorcycle training course to wear bright colors so that you're more visible. What color do they typically wear? Black.
Yeah, that works out real well for them, being more visible.
Yeah, exactly.
Mary, so thank you.
You're
good,
welcome.
Good to hear from you. And it's Are You Kidding Me Friday, as a matter of fact. But a good contribution that we have there. Appreciate that very much. Kurt Keekley is here, and Kurt is a Braun Intertech Senior Construction Materials Testing Technician at Braun Intertech. One of the positions they're looking for a number of folks. They have like 30-plus positions open throughout North Dakota right now, which is one of the reasons we're here talking about it, is a Construction Materials Testing Technician. Kurt, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Yeah, appreciate you being here. So what do you do? What does a Construction Materials Testing Technician do?
As a Construction Technician, you're going to perform a wide variety of testing inspection on construction materials such as concrete, soils, masonry, steel, and then perform a lot of lab work in our labs. So there's a wide variety of things that you do, and it keeps the job really exciting and engaging. You don't have mundane and boring days, and each opportunity brings something, or each day brings a new opportunity to learn something and do something new.
That's neat. So, I mean, it's just a myriad of different materials and testing that you're doing there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really anything revolving around the construction and in the building of any buildings or roads or any of that we're involved with, and it's a fun thing.
So when you're out working on some projects out west now in roads and bridges?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's the cement, it's the rebar, it's all of it?
Yeah, absolutely. As they reconstruct them, just working with everybody to make sure that there's a lot of integrity there and that they're done according to the plans and specifications.
So not only are you testing all kinds of different things and keeping the variety there, but also going to a bunch of different places?
Yeah, absolutely. We get to see all of western North Dakota and travel around and see all different aspects of the construction.
What do you like most about working here at Braun Intertech? Obviously, you could do that anywhere. You're doing it for Braun Intertech. What do you like about that?
One thing I really have learned about Braun that's been great is they have a great web of support for their technicians. I mean, even out in the most rural areas of western North Dakota, you're not out on an island. You know, everything's a team effort. You're working with the project managers and the engineers, and there's just a good team effort to get these projects done and do them right. And if you ever have any questions, I mean, there's always just plenty of people to talk to, and it's just it's a good place to work.
There's folks listening that do this line of work elsewhere. Talk to them about why a move here would benefit them and what would be different.
Yeah, one thing that I like about Braun is they really encourage career advancement, and one of the things that I've taken good advantage of is they do a great certification program, you know, to help you advance your career and get the certifications in the industry, and it's really a win-win. You know, Braun has that employee that has those certifications, and you get those certifications, so that helps with your career advancement, and it just works out really well.
30-plus years they've been doing business in North Dakota at Braun Intertech. And by the way, Kurt is another one of those Minnesota transplants, right?
Absolutely.
Minnesota boy that's making a career in North Dakota.
Yep, just enjoying the West.
All right, love it very much. Thanks for sharing part of the story today, Kurt. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Great story. Kurt Keekley, who along with the others here at Braun Intertech, tell a great story about why you ought to consider a career change here. Geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, the field techs, are desperately needed right now, 30-plus positions. So if you got a family member, direct them to BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com, and find out more. It's been fun to find out more about this today on the program. We really enjoyed it. Do we have time for one more quick call here before the end of the break? We're really tight. Bill and Bismarck, give me your best 15 seconds today.
Okay, sorry about that earlier. I had the radio off, but my point was, just real quickly, is that there's a decrease in population of honeybees, and I drive throughout the state. My job takes me everywhere around the state, and I always notice that they put the beehives as close to the highway, and you know, it's a reason, easy access, rain, whatever. But the point is, when I'm driving, I don't drive a motorcycle, but I drive my vehicle, and I'll hit, every time I go past those beehives, I'll hit 5 or 10 bees in one.
We did hear from a beekeeper earlier who said it's just a negligible, it's a very small number that are actually getting killed. But Bill, appreciate the comment. Out of time, unfortunately. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America fuel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10. And they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2 for $5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop Tarts 2 for $1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.